Welcome to the San Antonio Baptist Association. You're listening to a Sabbath Teams podcast.
Hello, my name is Steve Payne. I'm the Community Impact Coordinator for the San Antonio Baptist Association, and we are doing a podcast. This is March 2020. Thank you for tuning in. This broadcast or podcast will be going to discuss again sex trafficking, and this is part two. Before we begin, Brent, would you like to lead us in a short word of prayer?
Our God and our Father, we bless you and praise you and magnify you. You are awesome. And so we pray, Father, that you would meet us in this room today as we discuss this subject of sex trafficking in our city. And Father, we pray, Lord, that the power of your name and the power that you have bestowed upon us through the power of the Holy Spirit will help us in meeting the needs of these young people who are being targeted. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So Jennifer and
Kylie.
He's finished. Forget it.
They're here with us again.
Sorry, I get this a lot.
Jennifer, I'd like to ask this question initially. And we've talked about sex trafficking, but how large is sex trafficking in terms of our city, San Antonio?
In San Antonio, because it is I-35 is known as the corridor for sex trafficking, and so it is a significant number. I know in the state of Texas, in one of the reports that that was released was about 300,000. In the state of Texas. And so I know that San Antonio and sex trafficking is the most vulnerable are from big cities. So we're looking at Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. Those are the major cities that sex trafficking are showing the higher numbers.
And 35 runs through three of those big cities.
Yes, exactly.
Into Mexico, basically. Wow. You said 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a year?
Yes.
Wow.
And some of these children that are being targeted, could you discuss a little bit about how foster care people are involved in?
So some of the reports are showing that, like I said, from 60 to 80% of these kids in the foster care system. And what's interesting enough, it's not just the kids that are aging out. It's in the overall system that 60 to 80%. In the beginning, I was thinking, man, 60, that's still a ridiculous number. 60 to 80% are, I'm thinking, aging out or ending up in sex trafficking. And when I went back and looked at the statistics, it was like, no, it's just if they've even been in the foster care system. So that number is even greater. And so we're looking in the 200,000s that we're like, we're missing the mark with them. And so, those kids that one of the ways that they're targeting them is through sending kids in, like the kids that they already have in the sex trafficking, they're sending them into group homes of the foster care system, and they're being targeted. They're luring these girls. The girls are going in, luring them, like, hey, let's run away. Let's, like, forget this place, you know? Let's keep on going. And so then they get them to run away, and the traffickers are able to get them.
So some of the caretakers themselves are involved?
Mm-hmm. So, like, the foster care homes are actually calling up some of these sex traffickers and having vans meet as soon as they age out just to get rid of these kids.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
So, yeah, the caretakers, a lot of them, well, not a lot, but some of them are involved in terms of just receiving the money, and I get that. But how are they using, I guess, their authority or their ability to get these children to get involved in sex trafficking?
The children are very, like, vulnerable as it is because they don't really have that guidance that you would receive from an actual family. So just that vulnerability in itself, like being told to do, some of these kids don't even know what they're going to be facing as soon as they walk out those doors. But I mean, the ones that are easily more persuaded, it's just not having that guidance in the foster care home.
So not only are the kids in the foster care the most vulnerable, the ones that are most vulnerable are the ones that feel hopeless and depressed, you know, mm-hmm. when a trafficker comes and says, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, I'm going to love you. I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you a bit of hope. And we know that it's false hope. But, you know, it's the illusion, you know.
And they don't know that.
Yeah.
Until they get in.
Yeah. And the other things are children that experience trauma. One of the awesome things is going on in our city is that has been going on in our city is that they're teaching organizations and schools to look at the ACEs. And so those are looking at trauma and that have occurred. And the ACEs are trauma, recognizing trauma that has happened, and that could be a divorce, a death, a separation. You know, we think it's like a major trauma situation, and no, it's pretty much our everyday situations that have caused trauma in kids. And so those kids that have been through a trauma of a death or a separation or a divorce, they're vulnerable to sex traffickers as well. And so if you think about many of the kids in the foster care system, why were they taken away? Abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, you know, physical abuse. So it escalates their vulnerability.
So it's not getting any easier. It's not getting, the numbers are not going down. Mm-mm. They're going up, correct?
No, correct.
And because of that, and yes, we have organizations like Luminary, but and other organizations that are trying to meet the needs of these young people. But what are some of the difficulties that you are facing in terms of just helping these children?
So some of the things that we're doing is, one, we're building communities around them. We're providing them mentors, and that gives them we know that bringing loving adults around them, loving Christian adults around them, brings a positive influence on them. And so that's one of the things that we're doing. We're also providing classes like Love Notes to them. It's a curriculum that it's like, it's really popular right now, with even like in the schools, but it's really awesome. It has godly principles that is put in a way that could be used in the schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it talks about relationships. And one of the things that I love about it is, like, it says, like, don't make rash decisions. Like, no big decisions 30, 60, 90 days into a relationship. You think about traffickers, that's probably their period of grooming, right? That 30, 60, 90 days. And it's saying, it shows a lion, or it shows a kitty, and it shows like that at the first 30, 60, 90 days, you see a kitty because of the chemicals in your brain, you know? And, mm-hmm. and so, and then after the 90 days, the lion comes out, you know, and you see who that person truly is. And mm-hmm. so it really gives tools that maybe they didn't have a good family dynamic, and they don't know what a healthy, good relationship is. And so that's one of the ways. We also want to do education success. We know that those that have an education and have hopes and dreams to fulfill them are less likely to be vulnerable. And the other thing is that we'll do a financial literacy, and we want them to dream. And so, like, we'll do a financial literacy with an entrepreneurship. And so at Luminary, we also are connected to a business called BFI Treasures. And that BFI Treasures has vendors that were where we want our students to go along with those vendors in a retail space to create their own business.
And you have that right in-house?
Yes.
And it's my understanding that you have another business that somewhat supports?
Well, that's BFI Treasures.
Okay.
So that's BFI Treasures. So it's a for-profit business, and we allow vendors to set up their items, and we sell for them. But you imagine the cost of having a retail space, a brick and mortar, and all the costs that goes into that. Sometimes it does make the dream impossible.
Absolutely.
But if we can teach these young adults, like, hey, we're going to support you in this. You dream. What is it that you want to, what items do you want to sell? What can you craft? What's your skills and talents? And then we're going to give you a space and opportunity to build your business there.
Jennifer, what about education? A lot of these kids, 18, are probably just about ready to graduate from high school. What about moving on to college?
Yeah, so if especially those kids that age out of the foster care system or a teen parent, the kids in the foster care system, they have free college. So in the state of Texas, they have free college. So imagine having a support system to be like, hey, let's do it. You can do it. Somebody to believe in them, that they can be successful and they can do it. And so really encouraging them and mentoring them through those years. Wow. It's easy to get discouraged during your early 20s to be like, oh, like this is too hard. I want to give up. You know, I'm going to miss a semester. And what happens when you miss a semester? You usually take a while to go back.
Yes. So, well, we're also going to try to partner with Workforce Solutions too, right? Which they actually help provide job training and I believe they pay for tuition up to a certain amount for even just going back to school.
They even provide entrepreneurship classes as well. Like, they'll pay for them to go to the local colleges and take entrepreneur classes. And so, see how partnerships work. It's like, we're going to do the things that we're good at. We're going to do, Kylie's going to do the music program. We're going to share the gospel, build community. And
just support.
Yeah.
I feel like a huge thing in all of this, a huge word is support. Without support, I can only testify from not having the support, where I've been at a very low spot and not being able to feel like I'm capable of doing a lot. Having the support, even just being a part of this ministry myself, it's just really changed my life. It's I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I didn't have the support I already do from them.
So. And that's Luminary, just providing that support. It's not telling people what they can and can't do. It's just trusting in God to lead them and to what He wants them to do. And, like, that's the ultimate goal, is to get them to do those God-given dreams and them live it out.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, we've got organizations all over the city. And you've kind of targeted one area of our city. I want to ask you, what is your target area, and why did you choose that particular area?
Yeah, so we actually, the Lord led us to the northeast side of town. For Youth for Christ, I was used to the west side of town, and that was kind of... You kind of, when you're there, you kind of fall in love with it and the people in the community. And so when we started Luminary, the Lord took us to the northeast side of town, and little did we know it's the one side of town that with the less resources for these kids. And so we really love the fact that bringing resources to the northwest side of town, where we don't have to, those kids on the northwest side of town don't have to travel to another community to get served, that we're serving them within the community. And I believe in the future, like, we're starting in the Northeast, but to create hubs all over the city.
Expand.
Yeah, serving different communities.
Become known nationwide.
Nationwide,
all right. Yes. We got to dream big.
Trust God.
Yes.
Get you well known in San Antonio
first. Yes.
They know you. Now, what churches are involved with you right now? Do you have any names of any churches that are working with you?
So we're actually, since we're fairly new, we're building those partnerships. So I know that we're building the partnership with Redeeming Grace, but we're building those partnerships right now. And so those are important to us, because where are we going to get these kids connected? You know, that's the key, getting them connected to local bodies of churches, that they begin to create church families. And so,
That's fantastic. I am really grateful to be in this room with you guys. And it's amazing that in this day and time we still have this problem.
Yeah.
But it exists and it's real. And we can't put a mask on something that's just out in the open. But Jennifer, I thank you and for, you know, just answering the call of God.
He didn't mention Kylie, did he?
Yeah, she's in the room.
He didn't want to say the
word
Kylie.
They don't really know how to say my name, so it's all right.
Well, we thank you once again. We are going to do a part three.
Okay.
I think this is a very interesting, very important subject, and we want to get a little bit deeper into it. So part three will be a part of that, and then we will conclude in part three. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Saba Teams broadcast and podcast. We've been touched with this topic, and we want to hear more. So stay tuned for part three. God bless. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Saba Teams podcast. We look forward to continuing our conversation next time in hopes of better connecting, encouraging, and supporting churches for kingdom impact.